Christian Slater once said, "This is California. I mean, if you don't have a brewski in your hand, you might as well be wearing a dress. This is the perfect pour."
I'm in solo, bro. And just,
oh, sorry.
No, it's over. Moment past.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It is a craft beer geek podcast. You've come to the right place. I'm going to geek out about craft beer here for an hour or more, probably much more.
Much.
I don't know. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
Oh, and that is the Growler.
It's our guest for the evening.
I just got opened.
Hello, Growler. How are you tonight?
Yay!
Nice to hear it.
Oops, I used my big glass.
Oh man, went for it, bro. What do we got here? We're jumping into it. Immediate drinking,
The Price is Right.
It's a double IPA, so it's not getting any fresher. And I tried to spend some time trying to figure out where the name came from, but it's Hop Dome Double IPA from Southgate Brewing Company. I was up at Southgate on Monday having some lunch.
Lunch?
Well, it was kind of lunch dinner thing.
You kind of Southgate Brewing in between here and Yosemite.
Yeah. So I got to run into Rick, and we were talking about some stuff, and he looked pretty run over from working Suds the past weekend.
Ooh.
So he went to Suds partying in Fresno to starting back work on Monday. So he was dragging a little bit, but yeah, he was a trooper for sure.
So this is a new, I've not heard of this double from Southgate. I don't know that I've had a double. Have they had a double IPA before?
I think the highest percentage they had was their Tenaya, which is their red IPA, and I think that's like a 7.3. I don't know if they've had too much over 7%. Man, this is a 9% double IPA from Southgate.
Wow. It's not the fruity kind, but it's not malty either, and it's hiding the 9% really well.
I will say that if you have one of these, it pairs very well with garlic fries after that.
Okay. There's a garlic fry pairing recommendation.
It complements, because their garlic fries are better because it's garlic butter tossed fries and then Parmesan on top.
Whoa.
Not many people do.
Whoa.
What?
As Keanu might say, whoa.
Bogus.
This is nice.
So, yeah, I hope a keg of this rolls down the hill. I know.
What's this one called again?
Hop Dome.
Hop Dome. Reference to Yosemite Half Dome. Hop Dome. That's nice. Yeah. How did you guys not do that yet?
Well, no.
Oh.
See, I was thinking it was a Yosemite thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
don't tell me you're saying it's not.
So two half domes equals a double, and this is a double.
Hop Dome.
But, yeah.
I guess that'd be four half domes.
Half Dome is the famous rock in Yosemite.
I thought there was a word that was hopped him or something like that. Not hopped him up.
Hopped him. Damn near killed him.
Very nice. Thank you for saving
me. Yeah, I got that before Nick did.
I had a theory on it, but I was drinking beer, so it went away. Or it made more sense then. You know how that goes.
Write this down. I'll remember it forever.
Mm-hmm. But I figured
Jovi's thinking up the stew right now.
When I was sitting there and I said, if I'm getting a growler of anything, dog, and the fellas need to try it, This is it.
So, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Good. Yeah, you had to help. You bought it. I think you got it for yourself, and then you're like,
Felt guilty. Damn it! I better share.
But this
can't
is nice.
Look like a lush now.
As we enjoy this Southgate, which is something you have to do if you're going to go to Yosemite, you are required to stop at Southgate. And also,
it's at the entry gate, right?
It's the 41 route. But also, Greg went up. Greg from SD Beer Talk, when he, after the day after he was on the show, he went up there, went to Southgate, and then he went on over to Prospect Brewing in Mariposa, which is kind of north, northwest of, northeast of it, of Oakhurst. So he did the, our mountain breweries.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not been to Prospect yet, but I want to go.
I've heard about it.
So,
another, isn't there another one out there?
I think those are just the two. Prospect has two up in Murphy. They have one in Murphy's too, which is more, a little more north. So, what, this is what we're drinking right now. Our tailgating beers. We like to sit and hang out and drink before the show. We actually record that and let the patrons have it. Although this week I didn't have Matt's mic on, so
I don't care.
It's going to sound like shit.
I don't care about talking to anybody.
So the beers we had before the show, we got a gigantic beer shipment from our friends at Beer with Friends podcast.
Thank you.
Out there in the Midwestern of the United States. It was just so huge. I did a Periscope of it, if you caught it, but
I did.
Of the unboxing of it. And there's the biggest shipment of beer we've ever gotten. And a crazy amount of Wisconsin area beer, a lot of New Glarus. So we've started to dig into that. And the first one we opened up was New Glarus's Fat Squirrel Ale. It is a brown ale. Can you guys comment on this brown ale? Nick, hello. I like to hear your comments on, because you
like a browns. Cracker right now.
You like browns. Yeah, oh, yeah. I didn't catch that. And we've got some saltines. We're trying to cleanse our palates this week.
That's
so
good.
Not unsalted. Unsalted crackers, good for palate cleansing.
Yeah, so says Mikey.
The internet told me, bro.
Very different, different brown than what I'm used to. Not quite like the moose drool or the...
No, yeah, it was a really different brown. Huh?
Or the classic Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's pronounced Newcastle.
The old world calls it Newcastle.
Yeah. Kind of dry. I don't know. I can't quite remember it. This Pipeworks is killing my... Oh, no, the Southgate's killing my palate right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wrecker. Long since forgot the brown.
I did give producer Becky some of it because she is that's her favorite style is brown. And she liked it. But it's got a Belgian... It's a Belgian... I don't know if they use Belgian yeast, but there is a Belgian quality to it.
Yeah. And
she hates Belgian as much as I do.
Oh.
one of the things we agree on is we both hate Belgian yeast.
Don't drink the Belgian.
Don't Belgian. So I wasn't fond of it because of that. Because I was getting Belgian off of it, but some people like Belgian. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that beer at a brewer? Did you have a pay on the Fat Squirrel?
Drank it so fast, didn't even take tasting notes.
Well, that's something.
So there goes
easy
that
drinking
idea.
I think that's easy drinking. That's one of your tasting notes, then. Mm-hmm. And we also had a New Glarus Moon Man. It's pale, and I actually like that one.
I did too. I was surprised. The aroma caught me off guard on that one. I do remember. And thought
no,
I was going to
no
hate it.
No Coast Pale. I like
thought
that.
Thought I was going to hate it. And the taste totally turned around in your on your palate.
Mm-hmm.
Much, much better. Much more enjoyable on the drinking it than smelling it.
I think I like it because they had sent us a Spotted Cow before. That's New Glarus's like flagship, everyone knows Spotted Cow beer. And we were kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's a beer.
It's okay.
And I think I like that. I think I like the Moon Man better than the Spotted Cow.
Definitely.
But I would like Spotted Cow over the Fat Squirrel. If we're comparing. Just
if you're at a stadium and looking for a beer.
And we had from this Beer with Friends shipment also Pipeworks Brewing. I think Pipeworks is a Chicago brewer, aren't they?
See.
I want to say they're Chicago. Yep,
yeah,
there you go.
Top of the can.
Oh, there you go. Chicago, Illinois. That's in the United States. Warbird Session Ale. So it's a can beer. It's got an awesome can art. It's like this some sort of dragon ostrich bird, and it's all badass. And then there's a ninja with a bow and arrow trying to get it. And it's like, no, wait. And the ninja's riding the warbird. It's like an ostrich warbird, and there's a ninja riding it. I mean, what more? What better can you want that? This would be a definite label buy. We saw it.
That's you remember the metal band Green Jelly?
Yes.
That's what the artwork reminds me of.
Yeah, it's got that Green Jelly artwork. And this one is, I guess it's unfiltered because, holy crap, it is like, it looks like, Nick, you were saying it's like, you're expecting it's going to be a pineapple ale or something.
Yeah, I fully expected it. It's got that bright, pale yellow cloudiness to it, much like pineapple juice. So I was hoping for some tropical, you know, hop notes out of it, but nothing. It was a total session beer, light bodied, carbonated.
Mm. But it was actually good.
Really good.
Fun to drink. Good job, Pipeworks.
Good job.
So now there, we're caught up. We're here. We're drinking. We're drinking our Southgate Growler, enjoying our double IPA.
Southgate hangs around
Hop Dome palate a while. And it's time for some culture. A little bit of culture. What kind of culture? Anyone got some culture going on in the craft beer world?
I don't remember anything from this week.
So. It's been a little slow week.
I found something
cool.
You want to know what it is?
I do.
Okay. Silence. It's called silence. Just kidding.
Found something cool. Relax.
I had read something earlier in September that said North Coast was not going to ship barrel-aged Rasputin this year. And then, so I read that, I was sad, and then I forgot about it. I was like, not this year.
I appropriately mourned, and then I moved on with my life.
And then I got over it. And so, lo and behold, this week, not one, but three different versions of barrel-aged Rasputin shows up in the stores. Like, not like, hey, this is coming in. Like, holy shit, it's here now. Get your wallet out because it's going to not be cheap. And so I forgot they did this, but when I got there, so they had three different versions, three different whiskey barrels, a rye whiskey barrel, a wheat whiskey barrel, and then the traditional barrel-aged version, all from North Coast Old Rasputin.
Oh, man. And North Rasputin's like your jam.
Yeah, oddly enough, I don't like much other beers from them. The Brother Thelonious is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
What's the old 38? Is that the regular stout?
Old number 38.
Yeah. Not okay beer. That's about it from them that I like.
And we're done.
They have a new IPA, which I'm looking to try. Oh. I haven't tried it yet.
What is that one called?
It's called beer.
All right. But now, let's get back into Rasputin.
So, I love old Rasputin. And so, when I saw this show up, I was like, made a beeline for the liquor store and got the rye version. And just because I figured
the
that
fort? One. Did you go the fort?
The furt.
The furt?
The furt had it.
The fart?
Mm-hmm. The fart. They have all three right now, if anybody's looking for it. BevMo only had the rye version. So I got the rye because I figured that's going to be the most popular. That's the one that's going to sell first.
Really?
Yeah. That's my prediction.
Did they have a rye before?
No, it was just bourbon barrel. Barrel aged.
And you're thinking that rye is going to be the hot one.
Uh-huh. I see that. Because the High West rye barrels of, what's the 50-50 brewing?
Yeah. The one in the Truckee.
The High West rye was the most popular variant, I think. Out of that series. So I can see people going for the rye.
Made an educated guess on the rye.
The wheat.
Tioga aged in High West barrels.
When is that coming?
December.
December. Autumn. You heard it here first on that. It's a 3BZ exclusive.
As you were.
Old Rasputin. So how much were these old Rasputins? So we know before we go.
So you're looking at a quarter of $100. Do that math.
Oh my God, Common Core.
That's a Jackson and a Lincoln.
If I would have been educated by Common Core, I would have known this, but I can't figure it out.
So that would be five blocks of five.
Yeah. So I've had five blocks of pot, and then I took five, and then what? And then how much? I don't get it. So 25 bucks.
Yes, so 25 doleros.
Wow, because I think last round, weren't they around 18 or so?
Yeah, that seems quite a bit higher than I remember.
They jacked it up. Beer. Was that the same at BevMo and at the Fort?
No, the Fort was actually cheaper.
Whoa!
Which blew me away.
The Fort was cheaper.
Fort was 22.
Because usually smaller places are more expensive, yeah. But you'd think BevMo, like their thing would be that they're cheaper, but
I think BevMo's going to put it on club card price pretty soon. I think that's what they're banking on.
But are their card, as far as I thought their card was just like if you eventually bought a lot, you would get discounted. But is that actually a discount card?
Yeah, it's actually a discount card.
Okay. I always use it. I think it's like one of those like buy 10 beers, get the 11th free.
No, that happens too. Okay. And or you, once in a while in the mail, because you get 10% off, like $50.
Yeah, I get that.
But yeah, usually
it seems like it's always geared for wine and liquor, though. It's like
it's more on the standard beers, but you end up paying the discount price. Usually ends up being regular price everywhere else.
Oh, okay, that's our thing.
Yeah,
it's just like Vons and mm-hmm.
I know.
There's a scam.
I know.
But you got to play the game, bro.
What are we doing?
So you have one.
I have one.
The rye.
So I have the rye, and I'm pretty damn sure I'm going to go back for the regular bourbon barrel aged.
Did he have enough, you think?
Yeah, he had quite a... See, that's the other weird segue into Fresno culture. We've done so much catching up lately.
Mm-hmm.
Beer is staying around longer.
Ah.
I don't know if you've noticed this. There's still some beers fly off the shelf right away.
Yeah.
We still have that mass
barrel works
shit storm of, yeah, of, you know, people emptying the shelves as soon as it hits the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still barrel aged Norwal on the shelf and there's still Green Flash Alpine Nelson bottles on the shelf.
Yeah. How those are not.
I haven't gotten one yet.
Oh, man.
I have not found a Nelson Green Flash yet.
Yep, they're still. And that one and Hoppy Birthday Duet's gone already.
I keep seeing the Hoppy Birthday.
Hoppy Birthday and
or
Duet.
No, Duet's the one I keep looking for.
Oh, okay. Duet's gone. Nelson and Hoppy Birthday.
Duet at Mann's.
At Mann's?
Yep.
Okay. I've gone in there.
But, you know, Track 7 has not just left the shelves yet. There's still lots of Track 7.
But I have not found the Track 7 in cans, the Panic. It's gone. I cannot find it in cans.
Just bought some last night.
Last night? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Was I there last night? Night, maybe night before.
Me and Dave Renteria stopped by. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
He had the session and the B.
Slow roll and beeline.
Slow roll and beeline. Did not have the.
Well, Panic's there.
Panic. Cans. He had Panic bottles.
Sometimes, I've seen it before, he's double lined, so it's like
say he has that one bottom packet, shelf. He mixes it up.
Sometimes he has like one six pack of Buku left, and you'll put that in front of like the Panic or mm-hmm. something. You have to kind of
dig a little bit,
you know.
Which makes it. I like that. It makes it like
treasure hunt.
Got to find, yeah. Don't make it all like generic and vanilla, bro.
Yeah,
these beer geeks like to do things different. Like
nerds.
New things.
Nerds.
Beer archaeology.
Nerds.
Look what I found.
I found it. Eureka. And then Belloc's out there waiting to just take it away from you.
Damn it.
Once again, Indiana, what once was yours is now is mine.
Very nice.
We're
called the dog, Indiana.
We're called the... Indiana, we named my dog Indiana. Junior. Sudson Dad. City? Did anyone go to Sudson City?
I was there for 15 minutes.
Ooh, 15 Whoa. Minutes?
And then everybody...
Where everyone asking for autographs, and they're like, this is bullshit, I'm out of here.
Yeah, all the beer reps did come up to me. They're like, oh, hey, how's it going? I haven't seen you in a while. And then everybody's like, hey, you got to try my dude? And I'm just like, I can't drink. Got to go open the beer garden.
See gotta you guys go to work. Later, bye. I got to go serve beer. I can't drink.
What's the thing?
Because worst job ever.
Well, see, it's the
worst
thing.
Irony ever.
You're supposed to get like half a glass taster, but it's just like, if I know them, they're going to be putting it up to the brim. And so it's like, okay, I'm supposed to, I know.
No wheezing the juice.
I know 12 different people there. So I'm, they want to give me 12 4-ounce beers. And it's just like, no, I don't want that. You know, I'm just, I want to say hello and give you a hug or whatever. And go back and do my job.
Yeah. Come on, man. Stop giving the bearded brewer beer, people.
Come on, man.
Just leave him alone. Stop it.
Sometimes I just like serving beer. I don't have to drink it all the time.
Just here.
Oh, yeah, no, just podcast all the time. It's down.
Oh, it's down. Yeah, we need to get new beer out here. Well, Nick, Nick took his headphones off. He's going to do it. I'm going to turn on the fridge mic. The fridge mic is on.
He took his shoes off.
New beer.
Oh.
He took his shoes off. No wonder why it smells funny in here.
Yeah.
I thought it was, I was blaming our studio dog, Jovi, but
bad
it was Nick.
Dog.
what do you, well, I want to try and hear if I can tell what it is. Let's try. It's a bottle.
It's definitely a bottle, yeah.
Definitely a bottle.
12 ounce? Like? 12 ounce. Silver cap.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you're right. It says a 12 ounce bottle.
Yeah. Black
I think it
cap.
Sounds like a new glare.
How about a black cap?
This one says fart on it. You want that one?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no. Give me that one.
Style wise?
Wow, he's
company?
Having problems.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
He just dug the Bud Light out of the bottom shelf.
No, it's not Bad Beer Week.
Bitches.
It's not the Bad Beer Week.
You bitches. You're going to like this.
Oh. I don't know what he has. He's not showing the label.
I could see the side of it. Fridge
mic down. What have we got here, Nick? Oh, no. Oh, no. Bearded Brewer's thinking about leaving right now. New Glarus. What is that? Pie Lust.
Oh. Pumpkin Pie.
Now he's
lust.
Getting on his phone. He's getting Lyft. Dude, he's getting Lyft. He's ordering Lyft right now. No, there's plenty of good beer in there, Bearded Brewer. Just wait it out. You don't have to try this.
Dave Renteria, where are you?
Dave, come pick me up. They're serving pumpkin beer here, Dave. It's not that great. Let's go to Goldstein's.
This is going to happen.
Turns out I don't like this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If New Glarus makes a pumpkin beer, we are damn sure going to try it.
I love gold.
I'm going to try a sound clip. See what happens.
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
I forgot that I love gold, the Southgate. So
make it
I
so.
Love gold.
That's for the Southgate growler. Here we go.
That's how much I'm taking.
Oh.
Wow.
Matt just took like the smallest taster.
It's a thimble. It's a thimble.
This is also from the Beer with Friends podcast, Pumpkin Pie Lust from New Glarus Brewing. It's got like a 50s kind of drawing of a 50s mom with the 50s dad. Like, thanks for making that pie for me, honey. Look at my pie. I love pie. I bet you do. That's what it says in the bottle.
Tastes like a fucking pumpkin beer.
Yeah.
Is that beer or pumpkin pie beer?
The pumpkin pie beer. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Was it too early for my opinion?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, I didn't even smell it yet, Bearded Brewer. Yeah, it does taste like it smells. Wow. It is smells like I'm smelling that wetness of that pumpkin pie wetness.
You just walked in Marie Callender's right now.
Wetness.
You know, when that the pumpkin pie, it's got that. It's like there's almost like a layer of water over it. The top of the pie.
The hell kind of pie. Are you
it's layer when, of you know, when water. You make your pie a little liquidy.
Wow. Soup pie?
This is super pie-y.
The only thing this is missing is a touch of whipped cream.
I think I may have to seal that up for Becky, because this is, wow, this is a pumpkin pie bear.
Pumpkin motherfucker.
Dude, but this is like, if you're, I mean, of all the beers you're going to have that's, you know, except that it's going to be an allspice, tastes like a pumpkin pie, this is quintessential, like, down the, right down the fairway, pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Pillsbury crust and everything.
If you like that style, like pumpkin pie style, then this is definitely it. Wow. This could not be a worse beer for Matt. This is like your Antichrist right here.
Oh, look, more Southgate Griller.
And the day is saved. I, however, am enjoying this.
You're liking this, Nick.
You enjoy your pumpkin spice latte. It's a little early.
We're not quite in November.
Yeah.
But
yeah, this is definitely, this isn't an October beer. This is a November beer.
Yeah.
From this taste.
Well, Christmas decorations are already up.
This is true. Target already has... Or we were in our Orchard Supply already has full bore Christmas in there.
So does Home Depot. I was there today.
Snowing on the inside.
Yeah, so Christmas pretty much. In there. Even my 7-year-old's like, why do they have Christmas in here?
What?
I'm like, cynical, well, honey. 7-year-old.
This is the part of life where you realize.
Guess what, honey?
That's about what's happening.
Even Santa's confused. He's like, what? I thought it was Christmas.
Wait, I thought it was Halloween.
Don't we have to have Thanksgiving first?
Mm-mm.
Where's my turkey?
Mm. Wow. This is pumpkin pie.
Mm-mm.
She's my pumpkin pie.
Sweet little pumpkin. Blah, blah, blah. So that's it on the craft. You got your culture. You guys got any more culture?
Do we want to talk about how Stone Ring is angry at Sam Adams?
I hadn't seen that. Yeah, please talk.
Stone Adams? What?
Stone Adams.
I love gossip. Craft beer gossip.
So the Koches or the Cooks or however you say their name are having a Hatfield McCoy's feud over who brews a fresh. Who came up with the freshness? The fresh IPA.
Oh, I gotta hear Boston Beer Company's defense of this. All right.
Oh yeah. So they're already calling. So was it last month or was it 2 weeks ago? It was like very short time ago that Sam Adams announced they're doing a 35-day shelf life IPA. Mm-hmm. Must be pulled off shelfs.
Mm-hmm.
Day 34 and a half.
Pull them off.
Yeah, rolls around. And so apparently, I couldn't find the original article to see if it's true, but apparently they're taking credit for that invention, idea, concept, whatever.
How are they taking credit for that?
They said, this has never been done before.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
According to Greg... Koch or Greg Cook, however you say his name.
Yeah.
I say Koch. According to Greg Koch, he read somewhere that Sam Adams is taking full credit for the 35-day shelf life beer. And Stone rebuts with, that's horse shit. That's the one phrase that came out of this whole 7-page article.
So that's an interesting thing.
TLDR.
In the beer world... I've heard places like Sierra Nevada and things like that, they do actually pull seasonals when they're done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They secretly just pull them off the shelf, so you think that they sold out, whatever. But if Samuel Adams actually goes through and pulls this beer at the 35th day, that would be revolutionary, because Stone does give you enjoy-by dates on their beers, but it is very common in... the more desolate areas, even the town we live in, that you can find old Stone beer. You can find 2.0s and 1.0s next to each other on the shelf. Don't have much.
They do have like a system where like...
They don't have much, but...
You can blow the whistle and...
You could report
it. Like, hey, Stone, these guys have your older beer.
Exactly.
What? We're sending the team right now.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's like the cleanup crew from Monsters, Inc. Where they come in hazmat suits with the vacuums.
And... Yeah, they just drop into the liquor store. Yeah.
But these 14 grocery stores still have your old beer is what you pretty much tell them every month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, that's the thing. It's not up to the brewery. I mean, if it was up to Stone, they would make sure, you know, they'd have a guard at every shelf going, nope, don't buy that. It's day old. But it's up to the distributor, not the brewery.
So, Matt, what happens to beer when, you know, when the distributor pulls old beer, what happens to that old beer? Do the homeless get it? I hope the homeless get it.
You know,
soup kitchen.
I don't know specifically, but I mean, if beer is taken back and the beer is bad, there is such thing as writing it off. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the benefit of that is. I don't know if it. I don't know if the beer company gives a credit or the distributor just offsets it. I don't know that whole thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they kind of just put it in a pile and says, hey, employees, we know this is old. You know it's old. If you want to take it home and drink it anyways, mm-hmm. it could go various different ways.
But. Yeah, that's what I'm more asking. Well, like, what physically does what happens to it?
Once it's written off, it's supposed to be disposed of.
Yeah. Well,
more
I know
than
that.
Not, what happens is they do take it home. Like Matt was saying, the employees go, oh, yeah, I'll take that home.
Well, like, because when I worked at Vaughn's, I worked in the dairy deli. Like when milk would go bad, went past its date. We would pour a certain amount in the drain, but you could only pour a certain amount because of laws. You know, apparently they don't want a crap ton of milk in the water.
Yeah, the city doesn't want to.
So like at some point you had to actually just throw it away. So I'm just curious to, like, how much, like, do they just pour it out or do they just dump it?
No, you know it goes out the back door to the employees.
But, like, I think at some point there's even too much for the employees. It's like you just got to toss it.
Yeah, like I said, it just depends how or why it's written off. And I've seen it in the past where, you know, like Tioga's gone through a rebranding of something and we've ended up with some original product. Not necessarily that it was bad, but, you know, we've hung on to it until we found, you know, the proper way to go about it. But, you know, it's when you love beer, it's just a shame to just, you know, pop a cap and just, you know, throw bottles in the sink and let them pour out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you try to make a very good decision about it. And, you know, hey, if somebody didn't, you know, somebody bought a six pack and hey, they're not feeling it, they say it's not tasting right, well, then that just becomes a science experiment for you. Well, you have five more bottles to try out. Can you recreate what they're, you know, tasting or something like that? Yeah. So, I mean, it just depends what the reasoning, and I don't know the correct answer for that.
Yeah. Stuff happens to it. That's all right. I don't need to go any deeper in that.
Yeah.
Some of it gets drank, some of it gets tossed.
Oh, Mikey's pulling. So it needs
to go to
the
Pavarello house as well.
Pav, man. Urban miners.
They'd just be in front of Full Circle.
Why is Mikey leaving? Where did
fridge
he go?
Mike? Fridge Mike?
What?
We hear a fridge.
All right.
Apparently, you guys are over this pumpkin business, so we're going to.
It's time for a cool beer. Grit that pumpkin business.
Pumpkin is all you.
Word. I drink your pumpkin beer. Let's see what Mikey's brought to the table. He was very quiet.
No, I was trying to take this one back home.
The latest and the greatest, folks.
Nope.
There is no newer beer in Fresno right now.
Tropical and juicy.
I can't trust Matt to have this for another whole week, so I'm making him open it now.
Worst opening ever.
Wait, is there more now?
I love gold.
I think he's trying to mess it up so we can't drink it.
Yeah, I think so. It's messed up, bro. Ooh. That is a frothy pour you got there.
It has a lot of head.
Imperfect pour.
Imperfect pour. What do we got here?
I have an injured finger. I can't get the 45. Oh,
Bearded Brewer has an injured finger. He had stitches everywhere. You went to the hospital, man.
Yep.
Was this a brewing at the brewery accident?
I was at work, yeah.
Oh, this is a warning to all you people at breweries. Watch out.
Nah, just wear gloves.
Wear cut gloves.
Use cutters. Don't use knives. And you'll be fine.
Oh.
That's my tip for the day.
Oh. It's a major pointing hand. I'm left-handed. That would be a major finger to go.
Mm-hmm.
But you're righty. You don't need your left hand, do you?
It's weird in the hospital because every new chair you sit in or every person you talk to, you have to re-explain your situation and how you got there.
Yeah.
And every single person is just like, well, are you right-handed or left-handed? And I'm like, right-handed. And so then they try to then, like, if you need any shots or anything, they try to administer it to your left arm. And I'm just like, are you just trying to say that if you want to screw up one of my arms, that it's you want to get the opposite of the writing hand? Or are you just trying to say if there's some mild discomfort, you'd rather be, you know.
Let's jack up his non-writing hand.
Yeah. So that gets a little scary when you're there. So
what have we got here?
The hop concept. We have the new Hop Freshener
San
Series.
Diego.
Tropical and juicy. Red label. Red label.
And it's got the... The air freshener label from Car Air Freshener. Like the pine tree, but uh-huh. Except it's a hop.
I would hang this from my mirror.
And this is the one I was looking out for this one, and here it is.
What a missed opportunity. They could have put an actual air freshener of the beer, like the scent of the beer, on the label, and you could have peeled that off and hung it in your car.
Man, just to charge an extra buck, and boom.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. The coasters are actually, you know, the same material.
Mm-hmm.
All they would have to do was scent it.
Yeah, just soak it in the hop scent.
So the hoppy and juicy. Well, we
peel that label off, hang it in your car.
Hmm. I'm not getting aroma much.
Oh, just wait till you take a sip.
Oh, we're supposed to do that.
It'll punch you in the face. Punch you in the face like a soldering iron.
It is strong. What is the percent?
Mm-hmm. A little bit of booze in it.
It's a little boozy.
8.5.
A little malt booze, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Tastes kind of like a saltine cracker. Oh, wait.
You mean an unsalted cracker?
What do you call a saltine that is unsalted?
You just call it. But this is like a little malty to me.
Not to me.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, Bitter Brewer?
No, it's to me this is all boiling hops. It's all bitter hops to me. I'm not getting malt at all.
This whole project to me has been this way. They give it these epic names and simple logos, so you think, it's going to be all
right.
Flavor.
And what they said come on
out,
label.
They always come out. Even, like too even.
Mm-hmm.
It's never anything shocking.
I'm not getting juicy.
No. They're not never bad, you know.
No.
But they're just too even keeled.
This is not a bad beer.
Even keel, a good beer.
Even keel.
Even keel. I love even keel. Voicemails. Being very unprofessional right now.
Yeah, dropping shit and eating in the microphone.
Voicemails. We have a voicemail line. It's very very awesome voicemail line. It's very productive. We enjoy it.
We've been
cultivating it, and
you,
it's just like a full field of cornfield of like just about picked corn every week.
And then we're gonna have nothing next
week. 559-492-0542. Any kind of stuff you got for the show? We like to hear it on the voicemail line. And this week, remember,
Paul from Fairfax.
Maybe. If you remember last week,
hey guys,
the Bearded Brewer.
It's Paul from Fairfax.
Did an impromptu, just on the spot, thought of a game to play.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pair a beer with a famous movie quote. Like make up a beer style. To a movie quote, and he implored people to do that. So there might be a theme this week. I don't know. I haven't listened to anything. So let's check it out. Voicemails.
Hey guys,
Colin
Fairfax.
Yes!
Matt nailed it.
Put money on that.
That was me.
We had this weekend.
Oh, wait.
Asshole.
Yeah, man.
But I saw the posters. It looked like the headliners were Speakeasy, 21st Amendment, and the dreaded Lagunitas. I was excited about them because I hear they're putting, they're pouring 50% Heineken in all their beers now, so I want to see what that tastes like.
But it's a blend.
It's a blend.
I wasn't even sure I was going to go, and I had an unprecedented child-free afternoon, and I cruised down there, took a look around, and I saw Russian River and Knees Deep and Berryessa, who I've been wanting to try, so I bought my ticket, dove right in. I heard really good things about Berryessa Brewing, and I can attest
Berryessa.
They are pretty awesome. They had a Mosaic session. I know how much we all love the Mosaic sessions, and this one was super high quality. Then they had a 7% Citra IPA, which was equally delicious. Across the board, pretty solid day. Tony McGee's band was playing. I got to say, it's kind of funny, you know. That guy can sell more craft beer than anybody in the world, but he still can't get anybody to go watch his band. Oh. No, I'm kidding. That was me, and they actually sounded pretty good. So, anyway, it was a beautiful day, and a lot of good beer to be had, and I had a blast. And that's about it for now. Hope you guys are well, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Paul. Cheers. What instrument does Tony play? Do you know? Anyone know?
Never heard of it. I didn't know he was.
I didn't know either. I mean, I know the
washboard.
I went to
the washboard.
I've been to Lagunitas, and they've got this little tiny amphitheater in there, and I know they have a lot of. I know they're pro music, but I did not know he was in a band. So, I don't know.
Yeah, he plays with Eric Clapton from time to time.
Crossroads.
Wait a second. Voicemails.
Ginger Baker.
Who wants cream? Anybody?
Wow. We did implore people to just leave quotes and don't leave their name or anything.
Did we do that? Really?
Yeah, we did.
Oh.
We said, you don't have to say your name, just leave a quote and then hang up.
Oh, man.
And that's what he did. I don't know what that is from.
Let's give it one more.
Who wants cream? Anybody?
I have no idea what that's from. Well, cream. Who wants
cream?
Who wants cream? Jack Black? Anybody?
Was that Mrs. Doubtfire when her shaving cream was falling in
I don't know.
Damn it.
I think that was Doubtfire. From. But, okay, so that beer would be...
it's a cream ale?
Black IPA.
Marshmallow cream ale.
Marshmallow.
Marshmallow cream ale.
I like it. What did I hear? There was some beer that was with marshmallow I saw this week, and it sounded damn good. And I can't think of it now. Have you ever had a marshmallow?
The High Water Campfire.
Oh, yeah. The Campfire Stout. That's it. Man, damn, that's a good beer. I haven't had that in a while. So it's a marshmallow stout. That's all that one is.
So lonely. So lonely. Sad and I'm feeling alone.
That's another one.
Is that Team America?
Oh, yeah. Good one. Good one. That is Team America.
Imperial Stout.
Because it's Imperial. So yes. I'm so wrong.
Oh. Okay. I'm really surprised Bearded Brewer didn't pick up on this one.
What, the other one?
The Who Wants Cream.
Where was that from?
Super Troopers. Farva.
Oh. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
No?
Who Wants Cream?
Well, see if YouTube has it.
All right. We're gonna see where that's from right now. Maybe. Probably. I think so. Probably
maybe
not.
Maybe it would help if we turned up the volume. Okay, still no volume.
Boo.
Worst
podcast ever.
Nobody? Okay, no cream.
That is Farva.
Damn it.
All right, more voicemails.
I'll be back.
I'll be Bach.
That's a Bach.
It's got to be a Bach.
There has to be that one. Isn't there a Bach that is that? I'll be Bach.
I don't think so.
I haven't seen one. I know there has to be.
Look on Untappd. Look on Untappd. There has to be a Bach.
Is that a noble beer? Is that a Noble Ale Works?
Noble Ale Works. I'll be Bach. Look that up.
But is it B-O-C-K or is it B-A-C-H?
I'll be back. As Nick looks that up, we still have more voicemails. This may or may not be related.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Scotty, he's got his friend.
Sizzle in the hizzle. Yep. I got a question for you. What do you guys think about eating hot peppers whole and then chugging some beer afterwards? Does that bring you joy or is it a scary situation that you have to find yourself in? Fuck habaneros. Yeah, I like to make Jay sizzle, mouth sizzle with habaneros.
Whoa.
Yeah, he makes me eat them. Yeah, it's like a manly display. And if he wants to ride to work, he's going to have to do it. You know what I mean? It's extortion. It's fun. Pain is fun. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, hope you get that malt liquor. I hope it didn't go flat or be all oxidized.
Keep
up the great work, and you
guessed
it. I'm driving.
Gotta be.
Sky B has he has like a captive. I think he has kidnapped a person, and he makes him drive with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Make some try habaneros.
If I had to eat a pepper, honestly, I would want a beer after that. To kind of extinguish my mouth.
A Coors Light and a habanero. Sounds like a good pairing.
I'd drink it.
Coors Light? Mm-hmm. Did you say Coors Light?
Yeah.
Wow. Who are you? Do I know you anymore?
I don't even know you anymore, bro.
Over at.
Wait, so Scotty has this malt liquor out there. We have not tried it yet.
In plastic bottles, right?
Yeah, bearded brewer forgot.
Oh, wow.
It should last. It's malt liquor.
It's malt liquor.
It's malt.
Nobody's ever said, like, you got to drink this fresh.
Sorry, Scotty.
There's no shelf life.
Zero shelf life on malt liquor.
What's the shelf life? Forever.
IPA. Get off my lawn.
Jake, stay from. Wow. Get off my lawn, IPA.
I think he caved at the last minute. He wasn't going to say it, and then he's like, that's Jake.
Yeah, I got to say it.
Yeah.
No, I like that as a session IPA. Get off my lawn.
Yeah, session IPA, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. All right, still more. Still got more voicemails.
Hey guys, this is Brian in San Diego. I was just calling because we listen to you guys at work. And Whoa. Now you have us all walking around the office saying, Scotty B and I love gold.
No way.
Thank you much for that. I'm in a beer club in Poway and it's my turn to host. So I was wondering if you guys could recommend 5 or 6 beers I can get for my beer club from San Diego, from maybe breweries. And why you'd recommend it, and I was going to buy those and bring them in as my theme. That would be great.
5 or 6.
By the way, Mikey, the girls in the office say you sound like Olaf from Frozen. Which they should be quite thrilled to hear that.
Wow.
Talk to you later. Good podcast. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. Cheers. I'm pretty sure that's pretty much the most horrible thing I've ever heard in my life.
You do have a child, so you probably know what that sounds like.
Yeah, I know Olaf very well. Oh, my God. Wow. That's terrible. Wow. Oh, man. It's a good thing I'm married, because if I got to go around single with that knowledge, like I sound like Olaf, then, hey, guys.
Wow. You do know what Olaf sounds like.
Yeah.
Man. He sounds like Olaf.
Damn it. I'm going to be depressed for the rest of the episode, just so you guys know. Go ahead, Bearded Bear.
My two suggestions. Blazing World Modern Times. First thing I found from them, I keep going back to it. They do have amazing beers.
Yeah.
And they have other things, but Blazing World, you have to. And then I'm going to go off the wall. Maiden Voyage from Mission Brewing, an Imperial Berliner Weiss with cherries. And to me, that is a beautiful Berliner and a beautiful use of cherries.
That is one out of left field. Nice.
So there you go. Those are my two beers. Bring them, share them.
Mother
Earth.
Slip of the tongue.
Mother.
Why not bring a Mother Earth?
Modern Times comes in four packs, so there's four beers already.
Oh.
You just got to find one more.
I would bring a growler of Society.
Ooh.
I mean, you have Society there. Bring the Coachman. And, you know, it's a gold winning beer.
It's an I Love Gold winner.
I Love Gold winner.
Torture Mikey, I'd say bring the Harlot. That's their Belgian.
No, don't do that.
Or the Butcher.
The Butcher. You can Imperial. Bring the Butcher.
The Stout.
Don't bring any freaking Belgians.
They're just so damn evil.
So damn evil. Mm-hmm. See, all right. So wait.
So
Modern Times.
My Freudian slip was going to be Mother Earth.
Society.
Hop Diggity.
The Hop Diggity.
Awesome.
At least one Society growler, but yeah, you're not going to go wrong with any. You could bring all just five Society growlers, and you'll be fine.
You will, yeah.
You'll be the badass.
You can't be wrong with five Society growlers.
I hear a lot about Bagby's. Bagby's is the hot up and comer, but they don't have anything bottled. You're gonna have to growlerize.
Yeah.
I didn't even know if they have growlers at Bagby's, but I assume they do.
I'd have to look to you, Mikey. How's fall brewing?
I only had one, and I'm gonna reco fall just because all our San Diego friends talk about fall. Yeah. And beer I had was great, but it was also during a night of like multiple beer partying night, so it's not a great judge of beer night when you do like all day, literally start at noon, and I think I was at fall around midnight or something.
Shit.
So it was just really hard to get an honest judgment on it. But fall is what SD Beer Talk talks about. Fall 3B Zine mm-hmm. talks about fall, and whatever those guys say, I trust. So
there you go.
But like bottles though.
Bottles?
Does San Diego even have any breweries? Like,
I don't know. It's so hard to think of a San Diego brewery.
They don't have anything,
what
really.
Rough Draft. That'd be kind of nice to sneak in there.
Rough Draft? Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good. Or, I mean, Pizza Port, everyone.
Who?
Everyone knows Pizza Port down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's hard to figure what would be a staple down there that they've already come across.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not from there.
Yeah, right.
Go visit the...
I've heard of Ballast Point. I've heard this Ballast
dude.
Point is a brewery.
St. Archer? Oh, my God.
Don't bring St. Archer, bro.
Don't bring
St. Archer, I'll be
do
pissed.
Do not.
Hey, and if somebody brings St. Archer, then totally Beer Geek can be like, oh, my God, you brought that? That's Carpet Bear.
Oh, you brought some Blue Moon, did you?
Do you know that's Carpet Bear?
You pretty much brought Blue Moon.
Thanks for bringing Blue Moon. And they're like, what? I'm sorry, what? Your beer.
Might as well.
Oh,
my God.
Just totally make them look like shit.
Wow.
We got one more voicemail.
Hey, guys, it's Eric calling from the Beer with Friends podcast. Just calling to follow up on your idea about best beer names from movie quotes.
Bitter Brew, I have nothing.
Couple of quick things though. With some ones that are already out there in the Chicagoland area. Spiteful has a beer called Case of the Mondays.
Nice.
That is good.
Back to the Future inspired beer out of Chicago, other than the Pipeworks one that Nick talked about, the Twin Pines, from Arcade Brewing called Heavy, which is a double IPA.
It's heavy, dog.
Pipeworks also makes another beer called
Heavy, dog.
Hey, Careful Man, There's a Beverage Here, which is a white Russian stout. with Coffee and Collins.
That wins the day.
The guys all got together, and we were thinking of some of our favorite movie quotes that needed to have the beer treatment added to them. So we thought of "Nobody puts baby in a corner." Badges. We don't need no stinking badges.
Yo!
Good for all the people that are into Untappd. One of our favorites from director Kevin Smith. I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Oh! Yes.
Oh. Do you have Christmas in France? fat guy in a little coat.
Oh,
he's no good to me dead.
Oh, he's no good to me dead.
37 in a row. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned by Sega. This is my boomstick. Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yes.
Tommy want wingy. And Houston, we have a problem. So curious to hear what you guys come up with a few of those. You will. And
too many.
Let me know what you think about them. But that was probably one of the funniest segments I've heard in a long time. It was great hearing what styles you guys came up with, and just all the movie quotes were making us all chuckle. So enjoy the suggestions, and cheers, guys. See you.
Cheers.
So roads, okay. Don't need roads, Rocky Road Stout.
Oh, Rocky Road flavored stout.
Okay. I want to jump back to the Careful Man. There's a beverage here.
And somebody already had that. They had it was a Russian, wasn't it a Russian Imperial Stout?
Oh, is it? Well, I was going to say, what would make a white...
Milk stout?
White Russian Imperial
stout. Milk
stout.
Milk stout.
Oh, milk stout. Okay.
Gotta be.
That makes sense. A white
Careful,
Russian.
Careful, man. There's a beverage here.
Damn it.
That was good.
That fucking game over.
It's no good to me dead. Boba Fett, Star Wars. So you guys know.
That's a red.
Ooh. All right.
Oh, dead red. Yeah.
Dead red. Rhyme. He's no good to me dead red.
He's no good to me red.
What was some other ones in there? There was a lot.
Yeah. no stinking badges.
Badges. And then you have to hook it up with Untappd to have a badge for that.
Yeah, the no badge badge.
There has to be a badge for the beer called We Don't Need No Stink Badges. Badges!
That'd have to be a nut brand.
We don't need no stinking badges.
Okay.
Badgers eat nuts, right?
No, badgers eat wood.
Badges.
I don't know what badgers eat.
Wood doesn't seem very nourishing.
It would have to be a Mexican beer. Beavers so it would wood. Have to be...
Oh, Mexican lager?
A lager. A
lager.
A lager. And there has to be a specific Untappd badge for it.
Aged
for no
in
badges.
Tequila barrels.
Tequila lager.
There you go. Yeah. I'll dig that.
Hmm. I think that's good. That is voicemail 559-492-0542. Call us with stuff like that. You can keep it going. There's no we don't have a date to pull off that segment. We don't have 35 days to pull that segment off. You can keep going with movie quotes and
we'll
try to figure it out.
Decide when it's dead.
Yeah, we'll let you decide. You can let us figure it out, or you can figure it out on your own. It doesn't matter. Just keep calling us with stuff. So that's voicemails. Now it's time for Been Caught Drinking. Peter Brewer.
Oh.
What have you been caught drinking?
I thought we were going to go into my movie quote game.
Oh, well, no. Oh, no. I'm sorry. You're right. Wait. The Peter Brewer has his own that we need to do here.
Yeah. Well, I'll wait for you to get it back. You want to go get another beer?
I was going to get another beer. That's right. I just realized this hop freshener has more beer.
I will limit it down to 5.
All right.
So we'll make it go quick. I'll just make you guys to answer them. I won't get involved in it.
Don't get involved, baby.
Number one, as you wish.
As you wish.
As you wish.
What is it?
It's from Star Wars.
No.
It's from Princess Bride.
Anybody want a peanut?
What is it? What is it?
As
come on.
You
come
wish.
On.
It's a Berliner Weiss?
I'll take it. Brother?
Yeah, no. I was, yeah.
Berliner Weiss?
Yep,
it's a Berliner Weiss. All right.
I'll agree. I was going Belgian, but German's close enough.
Okay.
Yeah. I was feeling European.
European.
Johnny
Wesley.
Depp. Johnny Depp once said, forget about it.
Johnny Depp said that?
It's
a Fugazi. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
That's the one when he went deep undercover.
Yeah.
He was deep undercover. What was that? And it was with the... fucking shit.
Yeah.
That 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, not 21 Jump Street. No, it was with Al Pacino. The movie...
Scarface?
No. And Johnny Depp was like the... He was undercover agent, and Al Pacino was the drug guy, and Sean Penn was... like his friend.
Wow.
The hell movie.
I don't recall. But,
isn't that the movie you're doing the quote from?
Yes. But the whole thing is you're supposed to make a beer
it's
about
it. It's a Fugazi.
It.
Wait, what was the quote? Give it to me again, baby.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. Oh, no, now, wait, Goodfellas then. Then are you referencing Goodfellas?
No, it said Johnny Depp.
Okay, the Johnny Depp movie.
Johnny right. Depp.
Forget about it. What would be a beer that would relate to forget about it? Something light. A lager?
A lager. Dry hopped lager.
A dry hopped lager.
Dry hopped lager? I'll take it.
A boring dry hopped lager.
Boring.
Like, forget about it.
Forget about it.
You're going to drink it just to get beer in you. You're not going to remember this beer. Forget about it.
Okay, this next one is a quote from Airplane. I think it was, Johnny, do you like movies about gladiators?
You like movies about gladiators? You ever seen a grown man naked?
The captain just is asking this kid all these weird questions. Yeah. Do you like movies about gladiators? So what beer is that?
That is a... Wow. I don't even know, bro.
Come on, man.
Gladiators. Lions.
Lions. There's lions.
There's lions. There's I'm seeing lions.
There's guys with swords.
Come on.
They're big. I thought it feels stouty.
All right.
Oh, okay. I was thinking stouty. Grapefruit IPA.
Grapefruit IPA or
grapefruit
a stout.
Stout.
Grapefruit stout.
Grapefruit stout.
Both are taken.
stout with grapefruit.
Okay, and then number four. I am a golden god.
Ah, almost famous. Almost famous.
That one is probably a giveaway, but
yeah, it's gold.
golden
ale.
It's a golden ale. All right.
It's an ale.
And the last one's also an easy. Why is the rum always gone? I don't say it quite like Mr. Sparrow, but why is the rum always gone?
Well, it's a rum aged barrel aged rum.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh,
rum barrel aged
stout.
What do you age in rum barrels?
You could age anything in rum barrels.
Yeah, it's terrible, dude. I'm anti aging your shit in rum barrels. I'm
trying to think of the new
brown.
Somebody just put out a rum barrel aged beer. I've seen it on the shelf.
Some jackass just did a rum barrel aged beer.
Damn it. Brain fail.
All right, so Ben Cunt drinking.
Cool. And moving on.
Peter Brewer, what would you think it would be?
Rum barrel aged chili pepper beer.
Ah, yeah. I get that. I think.
Interesting.
I think Captain Jack Sparrow would drink that.
Yeah. You know, you're kind of out on the sea. You're kind of lonely. You kind of want some bold flavors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bold flavors. Mermaids. In the water. But they, you know, they're supposed to have IPA. They just like grog.
I think Jovi's ready for his half-hour cracker.
It's been a half hour.
He's like, I'm out of here.
Hey, asshole, it's been a half hour.
So, anyone, Nick?
Hello?
What have you been caught drinking? What have you been drinking in this past week
of
craft beer?
Only the best beers in the history of the world is what I drink. I drink beers like... beer. What? Oh, that was last podcast. That's why I had that one. I was like, when did I drink a KBS? I don't remember drinking a KBS, but that was the last podcast.
That almost didn't make the podcast.
So I did have a Nelson from Alpine Brewing.
What?
Brought to you by Green Flash. I also had a Hoppy Birthday from Alpine, brought to you by Green Flash. I also enjoyed a Shuttle Bunny from Kern River Brewing Company.
Oh, man. Hitting town.
Yeah. Not only was that my Ben Cott, that's also my Recco for the week.
Oh, Recco. It's a double IPA?
A double white IPA.
Double white.
And I don't know what made it white.
I don't understand that. Yeah. What's the white?
I don't either.
Belgian.
Don't tell me that, bro.
It's very low key if that is the case. The white part of it, just it's super it's hoppy and dank and juicy, but it's also drinkable all at the same time. That's what made that beer fantastic. Also, I think I mixed in a Modern Times Black House. I just mixed it in because I have a bunch in my fridge right now. I did get to try Stone's 2015 Russian Imperial Stout. So I don't know if they're different year to year, but they always make a point of putting the year on the bottle. So I had this year's Imperial Stout, which was really, really tasty.
Stout nice. Boy.
Stouts.
Stout.
One more. What was
Dear
it?
Stout.
Oh, have you guys had Sand Dude Brewing?
It's at Save Mart, but I have never picked it up.
Yeah,
it was the one. I've had a couple. The brown.
They had a brown. Yeah,
Becky likes the brown.
I had the brown.
I've had the IPA and the brown. They're both adequate.
Yeah.
And it's like Turlock, I think.
It is. Yeah, you're right. It's exactly Turlock. But Sand Dude, we're like, oh, it must be a Central Coast beer. Nope. Out of Turlock.
Nope. Turlock Valley. Same place Dust Bowl's at.
Yeah.
Dust Bowl's going to be going big time here pretty soon.
Boom.
It's going to be all, what's that beer?
It's a 15% lager.
15% lager. Wonder how you would spell
12 U's and an H.
What's that look like on the label?
It's a spiral staircase of
Scotch ale.
Scotch ale, all right. It's a heavy Scotch ale.
Mm-hmm. It's heavy, Doc. Oh, that's what heavy is. A Scotch ale.
This is heavy, Doc. All right, Bearded Brewer.
Yes.
Were you drinking anything in the past week?
Of course.
Or were you? Did somebody catch you drinking things?
Drink beer?
Catch you drinking.
So I was at Goldstein's last night. So I had an Enjoy by IPA. I had a Buku.
They got the 1031?
Yep.
Are they going to pull it off after Halloween?
Probably.
I haven't had it yet. How is that 1031 rank in the Enjoy Buys?
I enjoyed it. You guys wouldn't like it.
Oh, all right. Never mind then.
Well, not been caught drinking that.
Yeah. Not a Recco.
Then on the way home, me and Mr. Renteria stopped by the Fig Tree Liquors. So I picked up a Born Yesterday in a Panic, a six pack.
You picked it up in a panic?
And then... one of my been looking out for beers, my White Whales, showed up to my door. Tony from Central Coast Distributing was in town. and he brought a growler of Hammersmith from Firestone.
You were so just talking about how you don't get to have it.
Yeah, and it was a drinkable IPA. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we also had the Coachman, which is Society Session. Yeah. But, so, I mean, they were worlds different, but Hammersmith is a drinkable IPA.
Yeah.
I would actually drink a Hammersmith over a Union Jack. That's my general opinion about it.
I agree with that. The Hammersmith is, like, very, it's very British IPA. It's a very British IPA.
But I still like it more than Union Jack.
I'm a Union Jack fan. Stop eating on the podcast, Boober. It's highly unprofessional. I was caught drinking various beers, of which one was Great Lay from Belching Beaver, the pineapple IPA they have. Yeah. I was thinking Becky would like that, so I, even though she hates IPAs, and she didn't dig it so much. I thought it was pretty good. Well, I didn't mind it. I did not go gaga over it, but I liked it all right. I would have it again, I had a couple six packs of Buku this week. I've just been milking those, just Bukuing it all week. They're not. I don't know if they're a little bit older or what. They're not tasting the same as they did when they hit town.
Probably.
So I don't know.
The draft I had last night tasted good, so I'm assuming the keg was fresh.
Okay. But yeah, the Sixers are tasting a little old. And I had some Pinner throwback IPA from Oscar Blues. Had a six pack of that. I had a Hoppy Birthday from Alpine.
Nice.
The Green Flash Hoppy Birthday.
Spillage.
Nice. And also, I wanted to have producer Becky taste that carrot cake, the 24 carat.
Yeah.
And because of the Belgian in there, because everything else about it was just total producer Becky. I was like, she's going to love this. But then I forgot the Belgian's in there, and she's like, ugh. Belgian. I don't like it. So, yeah.
Gross. That's so gross.
I would like to see that 24 karat golden ale without Belgian yeast in there. And that's what I've been caught drinking. And it's time to look out for some beers now. And there's a lot going on right now. Stone's Chugovesa is going to be coming out again. Mid-November, their chocolate winter spiced mocha stout. And I'm not a fan of winter spice. I just don't like the Christmas winter beers
so much. Not.
Nick, I'm going to assume you're into that.
Yeah, I think my most favorite winter spiced beer is the Jubilee from Deschutes. It's not quite fall, pumpkin spice. It's a heavier, roastier, but still a spiced beer. Wintertime. Cold, foggy day beer.
Ooh. I don't dislike it. But it's also not anything I look forward to. But I will have them. I'll try them. I'm guessing the beer brewer doesn't like the winter spiced ales.
I do.
Oh, wait. So you don't like pumpkin, but you're okay with the winter spice stuff.
I'm a guy that'll drink a fireside chat, yes.
Wow. Interesting.
And a Fall Hornin. I will.
Fall Hornin. But Fall Hornin, it's a fall beer.
It's a fall beer. Fall guy? No, fall beer.
Oh.
I love gold.
I love gold.
No beer.
I always think I nail it, and then you play the real thing, and it's like not even close.
You're trying to help out, and I appreciate that.
We appreciate
this is that. The hot beer this week in Fresno. Carl Strauss's Peanut Butter Cup Porter. And I heard our San Diego friends having this. I think it was 3B Zine. They were at Carl Strauss. They did a podcast from Carl Strauss.
Damn it.
With Carl Strauss people. And they're having the peanut butter cup porter. And I was like, motherfucker, we're never going to get this. Kelly's not here. Kelly's in LA. She's not going to be able to help us out.
Yeah.
We're never going to get this. And then this week is.
But we get to blame her if it sucks, right?
Yep. It's been hitting in the shell. So it's peanut butter cup porter. It is basically, they're just saying it's like Reese's cup and a porter. I've never had it.
Ooh, nice pour. Nice glug glug.
I don't. Have you guys have ever had this?
No, because
this is a seasonal beer.
This is allegedly.
Bitter Brewer is he's lounging out. Right now.
He is eight.
he's on the food.
Next
futon 55.
Futon.
He doesn't want to drink anymore. Oh man, this is Reese's. Oh, the aroma. Wait, just get the aroma.
Whoa,
Nick.
Whoa.
Bitter Brewer doesn't want to take part in this.
Calm your tits. Yeah, that's pretty much a peanut butter cup.
Oh my god, this is like when you're smelling the chocolate, when you have that open up, and you're just you have it in your hand, and right before you eat it, you smell it. It is that. Holy shit!
This that is good because I
that is nailed.
I won't get to go trick or treating this year.
Oh, what the hell?
Mm. So the better half is decided to run a marathon the day after Halloween.
Man.
And so she's like, guess we're not going to any parties Halloween night. I'm like, dude. Why not? She's like, I'm going to run a marathon on November 1st.
Damn it.
And Halloween's on a Saturday this year, you son of a...
I know of two we could have gone to. But what a good husband you are now.
So I'll be
home. Man, this is right dead center. This is Reese's peanut butter.
I might actually go to House of Pendragon and get a growler because they're going to have growler specials on Saturday for Halloween.
Really? So I might have to do that and bring that to the party.
I might just be chilling at home and drinking some Pendragon, watching her prepare for Sunday morning.
She's going to be stretching all night.
Stretching jumping jacks.
Stretching jumping jacks. Honey, jumping jacks, go!
Yeah. Calisthenics.
Oh, man. This is...
Wow.
This is exactly what it says it is. It nails it.
But the taste isn't overwhelming.
It's not. It is just like...
The aroma kicks your ass, but the flavor does not make you want to puke.
Mm-mm.
Like... I could totally see this going the way.
Beer Brewer, you've got to try this, man.
Nope.
Damn it. We have a beer waiting. It's controversial. Beer Brewer brought it. And
I could not imagine this on Nitro.
Ooh. But would you want it on Nitro?
I would, because the chocolate, I think, would just flush.
You think the chocolate? Chocolate and would be more pronounced or less pronounced?
More.
Hmm.
I think chocolate would kick up a notch in the creaminess. The creaminess would sell the peanut butter cup.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Because, yeah, the taste is more nuttier.
Mm-hmm.
The aroma is like just pure Reese's peanut butter cup. But the taste, I get nut.
Yeah, it's like a hazelnut.
Yeah.
Hazelnut brown.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a... peanut butter porter.
Wow. That's fun. That's fun, guys.
Oh, my. Fun, guys. We are not mushrooms.
Guys, that's fun, right? I'm being Olaf right now. Apparently, I sound like Olaf. Damn it.
Olaf. Don't call it a motorcycle, baby. It's a chopper.
Shit. It's a chopper, babe.
Whose chopper is it?
Ned's dead, babe.
It's Zed's chopper.
Zed's dead, babe. All right. Well, some more stuff to look out for. Nobody cares about Stone's Chocovesa, apparently.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. I agree.
I agree. I'm looking out for that. Well, there's a Born Yesterday is all over town. I'm not going to buy it. Born Yesterday was the number one beer from Lagunitas, as far as I'm concerned. Back when they were a craft brewer. But now they're all their corporate brewer. Now they're big beer, so I don't care. I would never buy it. And if somebody bought it, brought it to this podcast, I'd be like, I don't think so.
Never, never, ever, 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 ever.
Never, ever, ever. I'll wait for the Bitter Brewer to do anything. He's not. He's not even going to go get it.
We got one in the fridge, is what you're saying?
Yes. Firestone's Agrestic from their Barrel Works program.
Who does the barrel work for?
Who does the barrel? The Firestone has that Barrel Works, which is like their side project.
Yeah.
And
Buellton. Buellton.
Buellton.
Beautiful city of Buellton.
And it's this one, I think the Bitter Brewer would pretty much be all about. The Agrestic American Wild Red Ale. 6.8%.
Reds are usually
I left the fridge mic on, so it's automatically on. Just in case. Just in case something crazy happened. Wow.
Ooh, that one's going to itch.
You need some help over there?
Need some handy wipes?
We have paper towels here. Uh-oh, he's opening at the fridge.
He's drinking it at the fridge.
Oh, my God. It's bold sauce. He's got bold sauce on him. Oh, shit.
There's no going back. It's already open.
The Bearded Brewer now has... What do we have here? Open, Bearded Brewer?
Heineken Light.
We have a Born Yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my.
I'm going to make a Mikey drink this.
I don't know what to do now. Like, I didn't spend money. Is it okay that I drink this since Lagunitas is corporate beer now? Big beer?
Blah, 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 blah. It's a good beer if I can drink it.
Am I going
to? I think you're going to die.
Should I drink? What are you going to do, Nick?
I'm not going to drink it.
Oh.
I'm going to pumpkin beer Matt right now.
Oh!
I still drank some of that pumpkin beer.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to do. Because this is the beer that... This is the number one beer. But I didn't spend money on it. Matt spent money on it.
Yeah.
So I didn't... Like, if I drink this, Lagunitas doesn't get any more money. Matt already gave them the money.
That's true.
Matt already gave Heineken his money. Fuck.
So,
but you're not going to drink it.
$4.50 of that went to Heineken.
Are you okay with that, Matt? Heineken has some of your money now. Are you okay with that?
I don't care.
Half of the cavities this beer causes your teeth are going to go to Heineken.
I haven't had a cavity in 10 years.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't go to the dentist, so like I don't have cavities.
That's... Logic, if I ever heard it. No.
I go to the dentist. God dang. I don't know what to do here.
Just fucking have some.
Peer pressure.
Wow, yeah. I wouldn't fall to that peer pressure, Mike.
Oh.
I'd enjoy
it. See,
this.
I have the Napolitano brothers. Like, they're like devil and angel. One shoulder is like, drink, just fucking drink the beer. It's just beer. And the other shoulder is like, I'm not drinking it.
I'd enjoy this 100% craft Carl Strauss beer. Right here, that would do.
There's plenty of 100% Carl Strauss beer that the Bearded Brewer will not drink.
You're acting like fucking Heineken went into the brewery and teabagged this beer.
Says the guy that won't touch a pumpkin beer.
They might have with their green clear glass balls.
Because pumpkin beers are a terrible style.
We must stop pumpkin beer.
Yes. But it's still Lagunitas, and it still came from them, and we should still love Tim, and they give him money and a paycheck, and he's an awesome guy. And
Becky would say they're from earlier tonight. Becky was like, "That's Marin."
Yeah, oh,
man.
So is Marin Beer Company. Not,
do you not care for Tim Decker?
Do Tim we Decker. Know Tim Decker?
Yeah, Tim Decker. Remember the fellow that wanted to say we could ride around in Volkswagens and drink beer, and we could talk podcast with him. And he has Alt Brew, and he's called in before. And
I know the name Tim Decker. I think he's my Untapped friend.
Yep, and he used to book shows in town back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of cool stuff. I support him, and I support his beer.
Right, I'm going to pour some. It's Born Yesterday in my glass.
Oh, did you hear that?
Oh!
100% craft difference.
Oh, man. I don't know what to do. This feels like if I might wake up in the morning and regret this. This is what it feels like right now.
Too much of any beer would do that to you.
not in a hangover way, just like, oh my God, what did I do last night? I think I drank Lagunitas. Oh no.
Oh no.
I hope nobody saw me.
We'll periscope it. The world will know.
Don't do it. Oh man, it smells good though. Jesus.
So does peanut butter.
Damn it.
There's so many hops in this beer, it would make the brother sneeze.
Oh, yeah, he can't have it. It's like medical reasons. I'm trying to.
I got a doctor's note. Oh, he did it. Oh, son of a bitch. The half perfect pour.
I regret it already.
Half.
It wasn't worth
beer.
It, but still, it's good.
Wow. Street cred. Where's your half street cred badge now for checking in?
Oh, I'm not checking into that.
Oh, so you drink it, but you
yeah,
won't check
none
it
of
in.
My Untappd friends will know I did that.
Oh, wow. I see how it is.
It's still good. That's it's still it good. Is. Post Heineken born yesterday is still good. Damn it.
Sell out with me.
I just wanted to be clear. Matt bought it.
Sell
Matt
out.
Matt spent his money. It wasn't perfect bore money.
With me.
It wasn't Patreon money. It was his own personal money. He paid for that.
And I will continue to buy Lagunitas.
Oh, wow. You will not stop buying Lagunitas. I've noticed that with industry people seem to have less of a problem.
Yep.
It's beer geeks that have no relation to.
Yep.
Are the ones that have the problem.
Word up.
Yep.
Wow. You guys stick together, man. It's messed up. Wait, just to finish off, looking out for beers. Do you guys have some beers you're looking out for? I don't think we've gone through your guys's.
Actually, the Shoko Veza was mine.
That was
the bearded brewer tagged me in the post earlier in the week.
He's like, look at this Shoko Veza, bro.
Sounds tasty. Looking out for it. Actually, I went looking for it and ended up buying the Stone. Coffee milk stout because I thought, oh, this is it, right? It's the same light blue color in the 6 pack.
Yeah, they do have the same color.
And I got home, I was like, wait a minute, something's not right here. And I pulled up the post on Instagram and pulled the beer bottle out of the fridge. Like, son of a bitch, these aren't the same thing. So, still looking out for that one.
All right, Matt, was there something?
I prefer my beer to find me.
Wow.
Man, I want to get to that status where the bear just,
like, you come to me.
Like, okay, would you drink me, please? And you're like,
it is a limo with jacuzzi status.
Maybe on Friday I drink you. Yep. I know I not drink you.
I don't need to go to San Diego for my beer. It'll come to me.
It'll come to me. Fresno, we're fine now. We're good. We got it. We're cool.
Yeah.
We got all the stuff now. So it's time for cheers. Nick, do you have people to cheers? Do you like people?
I love people.
Do you want to give them cheers?
Once in a while. Cheers. More beer. Cheers to... That's awesome. Laughing to myself. Should have prepared better for this segment.
Maybe I shouldn't have dumped it on you.
Master of Hoppets.
Yes. Master.
Metal.
Master.
Metal reference.
Master of Hoppets dropping away.
Pouring away.
Cheers to Christy Cat. K-A-T-K, Katik. Rhode Island. Neither a road nor an island. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, talk amongst yourselves.
Cheers to... Do you guys know 559 Wes? Are you guys friends with this fella?
No.
He's got a picture of a hop... Familiar. House of Pendragon hop glass in his avatar.
It's a good start.
Cheers to Darren Kennedy and apt brewer Matt Hibbs, Dallas, Texas.
Nice. Texas.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah.
All untappers, by the way.
Yay. All those it's an untapped theme. Cheers. Bearded Brewer, you got some cheers?
I'm just going to cheers Tony this week. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that a sentence?
Fucking A. He brought two Society Growlers and a Hammersmith from Firestone.
Yeah, man. Damn it. I missed that.
To the beer garden, so.
Good yeah, man,
you
know, Tony.
He invited you guys and gave you
I know,
guys
he
crap.
Did.
He's like, what's up with those dudes? And I was like, married?
Yeah, married? Yeah. I have a kid.
Don't have $50
full-time job.
City.
Boom.
No, that's just at the beer garden.
No. I thought you had to be part of it to be the part of the
Yeah, episode. We might go to Home Depot. I might go to Home Depot. I don't know if I'm going to have enough time.
Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. Maybe I don't know. It's a crazy weekend.
That's me. All
the
right,
funny
so.
Thing about Suds is there's no permanent walls. So you could walk through, but if you don't have a wristband, they just won't pour you anything. But you could have gone to Suds in the City.
you could have gone and not drank.
Explain to me the fun in that.
Just look at the booze. Woo! Yeah.
Schmoozed with all the beer people.
Yeah.
But not drink?
Yeah. Come on, done work for the podcast.
No, that's lame.
I agree.
Yeah. But
still, you could have, like, you know, kissed some babies and shook some hands.
There you go.
Well, before I get to my cheers, one more beer.
Oh, shit. That looks like a new Belgian beer.
But
I love gold.
The beer brewer is leaving.
There's he's a lot. Enough.
He's just
pee break.
It's just too much for him. All this beer is too much for him. This besides the
it's funny he's avoiding all the 100% craft beers.
Yep. Yeah, interesting. Carl Strauss peanut butter cup was the hot beer. The other hot beer this week around here has been the New Belgium Ben and Jerry's Salted Caramel Brownie Brown Ale. New Belge did a pairing with Ben & Jerry's. They made a beer. It's going around town. It's all the hotness.
It's the
Rad
hotness.
Stacy has been promoting it, our friend Rad Stacy.
I was hoping she'd come on to talk about this, but I guess we got to ask her about that first.
Yeah. So I went, got this
she
at
probably needs to know
Whole Foods in Fresno. It was down in the very, for
Whole Foods?
For you locals, if you go to Whole Foods, down in the very corner, bottom shelf, near the milk, very bottom corner there. They've got six-pack. Only $8 for the six-pack, so pretty good, damn good price.
Yeah. New Belgian holds the line when it comes to their beer.
Yes, I get it. Can't beat that price point for a hot beer geek beer, six pack of it for $8. You can't beat that.
I'm surprised this the style kind of didn't take off like I think they thought it would, the salted caramel style.
Not getting a lot of aroma.
Actually, I think it was. Wasn't it Lips of Faith series did a salted caramel beer a while back?
Yeah, they did. Well, it was a salted pretzel, wasn't it?
No, was it?
I
don't know. It was something
don't
salted.
Don't trust me.
Salted. Maybe it was chocolate.
I'm always wrong.
Salted Belgian chocolate beer.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Okay, so this is salted caramel this time, which is probably going to be a hit on the Central Coast.
See, this is not even as sweet as I thought it would be. I don't think you have that much of a problem with this beer. he's like, I don't care. I'm on the futon 55.
Futon 55.
Protest.
I'm under protest. I drank the Born yesterday, damn it.
It happened. Salted caramel brownie brown ale.
I'm trying to get the...
Mm-hmm.
I guess I get some brownie. It is not as... It's like way milder than I'm...
Very mild. Yeah, each flavor, it's there, but you really got to pay attention.
Right. It is not in your face.
No.
It's balanced, I guess. It's totally balanced. It's like a balanced bear.
I don't know if this was done on purpose, but the order of the name it hits your palate in that order. So you get the salt, then it richens up to a caramel, and then you get the brownie sweetness. And then it, like a brown ale normally does, it just disappears. You know, it doesn't linger on your palate.
Mm-hmm.
It's here just and goes gone.
Away, and then you're ready to go again.
Ready to go again.
I don't even need pretzels.
No unsalted saltines.
Or unsalted saltines. All right. Well, that was the perfect pour. Cheers to Carlos, some untappers, Carlos Sanchez,
nice.
John Hoggard, Eric Chase, Misha Moose, Missa Muse, Missa Muse. And of course, beer with friends for
beer with friends for the providing new Galeris.
For us a gigantic box of beer, mostly new Galeris. We're going to be enjoying that for a few weeks.
No, man, Andy, I don't want your big box of porn.
Eric, cheers to Eric, Dennis, Chuck, Chad, and Ryan from Beer with Friends, and biggest cheers to our patrons. Patreon.com/perfectpour if you would like to donate to the show and help us pay for said beer, like the peanut butter cup porter from Carl Strauss that the bearded brewer will refuse to try. He is in protest on the Futon 55, awaiting for the show to end so he can stop his protest. And perfectpourpod.com is the website to go for all the information and leaving us stuff and so into it. Oh, we have a we have an email.
Ah.
And maybe I'll save it, but damn it.
Just do it.
All right, we're going to do it.
Do it.
Hopefully
we got time.
Hopefully said emailer like stayed through the whole show.
Mikey, we've got time. We've got a time.
Because like cuz
we got all the time in the world.
Because not everybody stays through the whole damn thing.
That's all right. So, those who did will be rewarded.
Yeah. Rewarded with email. So, nope, that's not the email. Damn it.
Enjoy this music. It almost worked.
From Martinez. All right. This one the Bitter Brewer might want to listen to. Martinez emailed us when about talking to a brewer etiquette.
Mm.
When you visit a brewery or a tap house for a tap takeover, sometimes you get an opportunity to talk with a brewer. Do you give them a fist bump and say, "Nice brew, bro," or do you ask them what temp did they ferment their new red ale at? What do they want to talk about? It seems like a good opportunity to speak with a person who's responsible for your hoppy enjoyment, but don't want to be a douche. Any ideas? So, Bearded Brewer, how would you talk to a brewer without being a douche? Like, you're a beer geek. You want to, like, express to this brewer, like, "Hey, I like what you're doing, but you don't want to be a douche."
I think you just said it right there. "I like what you're doing.
Hey, man.
And you don't seem like a douche."
"I like this beer, man. You're not a douche."
It all depends. I mean, there are brewers in companies and they don't like to talk to other people. They like to do their own thing and kind of disappear into the shadows, not be very public. Then there's those brewers of companies and they're known. They are the forefront of the company and, you know, they're Mr. PR. They will talk to anybody about anything, anytime, and they'll answer what hops are in their beer to a line of 50 people. But it's just, you know, you just kind of gotta be cool. You know, you can't be like, "Well, if your Sherman didn't suck, you guys would have 19 other beers that were awesome." That's probably not the best way to walk up to a
Don't brewer. Be negative. Don't be like, "I remember when your beer was good."
Yeah. "Everybody else has shitty beer in this town except for you guys." That's another bad example of what they just kind of just say, "Hey,
just be positive.
You know, I tried Sherman 2 years ago. I didn't care for it. I had it now and I like it." And chances are they'll be like, "Oh, well, you know, we changed hops like this and did this a little bit different."
Chances are it was a different guy that did 2 years ago.
You know, and that's just how you get a conversation started. You don't have to be like, "Well, what was your final gravity? What was your fermenting temperature for the first 3 weeks? How long did you cold crash?" I mean, those details do exist. Those are things you can find out, but you know, the end of the day, they're pretty tired from brewing beer. You kind of just
think about your job. Like, yeah, when people ask me about my job, when I'm at home, like, I don't want to talk about my fucking job right now. I'm not getting paid. Nobody's paying me.
Copper wire is not that interesting.
You want to pay me right now? I'll talk about it. Otherwise, I don't give a shit. No, but I think that's different in brewing. Like, you want to talk about it. If you're a brewer, you love it. So, but just like,
well, it's because craft beer is like being a musician. You know, other people enjoy it way more than you think.
Right. And like, yeah, I don't think maybe you don't get that when you're just in the brewery all day long and
yeah.
And you're not hearing that. And then if some fanboy comes up to you and you're like, well, what's that guy's problem? Like, because you drink good or you brew good beer, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't want to hear it took 37 takes to get that solo right, you know?
Yeah.
They want to hear that you instantly came up with magic and always, you know, instantly created a work of genius like it was your first time.
Just be cool.
However, if you're walking by and you see an open door and you kind of peek your head in the brewery and you go, hey, you guys got any free samples? That is the most guaranteed way where somebody will just write you off and be like, keep fucking walking.
There you go. Bad etiquette. Just so you know. All right. There. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour.
There.
Have a great week of drinking beer. Everybody enjoy your week of drinking beer, and then we'll come back next Friday and talk about what kind of drinking we did. That's The Perfect Pour. Perfect Pour.
Tell us about your Halloween costume.
Did you bring in beer to your Halloween party? Did anyone give a crap, or were you just able to drink it all yourself? Did you secretly hide the beer you drank, you brought, and just make sure no one else saw it so you could have the whole six pack to yourself?
Yeah,
because you know I've done that. Like, I brought beer to the thing, and then you just hide it. And no one cares.
You end up sitting on your own.
This has been The Perfect Pour. Sunburns.
Cinnabons.
Cinnabons do music for me.